Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man!" Glad to have you listening. We're live at Flowery Branch, guys. We have some news to report when it comes to the injury front for our Atlanta Falcons. You're also going to hear Coach Raheem Morris and our conversation with him coming up in about 20 minutes. And Justin Simmons stopped by, and I invite you to make sure you are tuned in the 6 o'clock hour to hear one of the best interviews you're going to hear. It's not because Mike and I did it. It's because Justin Simmons is just that dude. And to get some more insight about a guy that I think a lot of Falcon fans wanted, we didn't know if we were going to get him, and then for him to make the decision to come gave us, I still believe, the best safety tandem in the National Football League, and he discussed Jesse Bates and a lot more. Stay tuned for that. Mike, the injury update. Today is Wednesday. We play the Broncos on Sunday. What's going on with this limited participation and guys who did not practice today?
Now, one thing we know if you follow the NFL is by the time you get to weeks 10, now 11, that everybody's banged up. Nobody's 100%. But I do worry about our quarterback because he's on the injury report. Limited participation, as Carl said, parentheses, right shoulder, right elbow, throwing arm. Got landed on by a couple of guys. I know that he got squished by the one sack that Cam Jordan had. There's a couple of other guys that got after him, but you know he took some contact in addition to those three sacks. So for the first time, you know, as a Falcon, and I can remember that Kirk Cousins shows up on the injury report.
I agree, and I don't like some of these other ones. I mean, Tyler Allgeier, quad. Troy Anderson, knee. Lindstrom, knee.
And by the way, this is where we get into availability is the best ability.
Yes, it is.
Anderson can't stay like clean. Now, it's limited. It doesn't knock him out of this game, but it's just he's always banged up. You know,
I agree.
When he's healthy, we've seen it at pick six, athletic, super volume, speed, volume of plays, I mean. But, man, you got to stay on the field.
Yeah, it's part of the issue. Charlie Warner did not participate. He's got a concussion. He's been a big part of almost blocking downs and going two tight ends and whatnot. Also, D. Alford did not participate, hamstring. But Drake was a full participant, and so was Drew Dolman. So
you'll need Drew. I'm sorry to cut you off because Ryan Neusel is in there with a calf injury as far as a limited participant.
Yeah, and so those that is good news. But to our point, guys, you're talking about 9 guys limited participation. 6 guys or 5 guys don't participate. This is what you don't want heading into not only this weekend, and Coach said it to us, and you'll hear it in less than 6 minutes from now, heading into the bye week. We play these guys. Hopefully we get a dub, and then you get healed up, and now we go finish the rest of the season.
When the season came out, it was announced back in May. One thing I think we all agreed on, this is the best possible bye week. I mean, the later the better. That's when you need it. You just pointed it out. But, man, you're going to play a team which has got a quarterback who's the fifth leading rusher as far as a quarterback position. We talked about that with Coach in Bo Nix. A really aggressive defensive front that gets after it and is leading with is second to lead in sacks with 35. So that's a concern, man. So I do love the idea of getting Drew Dolman back, but I think Neusel's done a really good job filling in. Lindstrom shows up, as you mentioned, with a knee, which is still aching him. So we're banged up. It's late season NFL, and this is what we got. But the first time Cousins on, a lot of people are going, what the dealio is that?
Yeah, the Broncos defense, guys, this is going to be the challenge. And, you know, we had our issues against the Saints. We got to score points against these guys. They have the fourth-ranked scoring defense in the league. That's 17 points a game. That's the issue. When you talk about being one of the better, you know, overall teams as far as giving up yards, they're fifth in the league, Mike. They're not giving up 300 yards a game. So they get pressure. They're holding teams under 20 points. And then on top of that, in the red zone.
Yep.
Fourth in the league in red zone defense.
Yep. It's a good defense, man. That's why I said this was one of those games that, you know, this was going to be one of those toss-ups. Now, we didn't know how good Bo Nix was going to get traction in his rookie year, you know, with Sean Payton, but he's kind of been gotten better and better. And we know how we struggle with the quarterbacks who can move outside the hash marks, so that's a bit of a concern. So it's a scary proposition. I'd hate to go in the bye week off an L. Hopefully that won't be the case. But this also gets back to, when you look at this injury report, I know that we talked a lot about, well, we're going to get some payback for that terrible game to wrap up the season last year when Jameis, who's not there anymore, ran it up. Saints got physical with us. It's a division game. Pads were popping. I know we had some friends who were at the game, and they said, if you're down low, guys are taking some hits. That was a physical-type, old-school game. So, for what it's worth, the Saints kind of kicked our butts a little bit, if we're honest.
Physically, a little beat up. We just got this from our buddy Dave Archie, who says Cousins did throw today. The limited designation is required. That's, again, all of this stuff by the league. But he says he did everything today. So, as far as his responsibilities, he threw the ball today and did fine. That is the report from our own Dave Archer. So that's good.
And thanks to Dave. Always listening, watching, judging.
Let's talk about what was said to Mike and I here on the show today. What did Coach Morris say about the loss to the Saints? We'll tell you. But, Mike, we got to talk about Young Weku. Monday, I was as frustrated as anybody about what this was. On Sunday, why he missed these field goals. Get right. Can I trust you? What are we doing? And this is what Raheem Morris told us when we asked him, are you concerned? Cool.
I feel like I've answered this about 3 million times, but not at all. You know, it's like I said it right after the game, but, you know, Steph Curry has off nights and, you know, Klay Thompson have off nights, and they keep shooting. You know, I watched Steph shoot an air ball last night in his game and actually hit the game winner. When it counted the most. And, like, that's how I feel about Ku. Like, Ku's one of those guys going to shoot. And he's a shooter. And he's been shooting for us for a long time. And he's got way too much money in my emotional bank account for me to get down on him for one game. And that's just the truth of the matter.
Too much invested for me to get down on him after just one game. It is. And again, this is why when we put out our poll earlier this week, right, we said, look, part of the answer was you give him another shot, which is obviously going to happen. There is too much invested, and Ku had a bad day at the office. I just don't need him to have another one.
Yeah, and as you'll hear in the interview, the long-form interview with Coach, it's just nobody knows how to deal with kickers. You just hope a good – because he's a good kicker. He's a Pro Bowl kicker.
Yes.
We talked about it earlier. We have a good history here. Matt Bryant, as his career wound down, Ku came in, stepped into the breach. But this is one where you're like, these games – a lot of these games, especially when you look at the – you know, Commanders and the Vikings and all the games we looked at that really matter as far as our seeding in the NFC, you can't have games come down to the wire with a kicker who's 50-50 right now, who's like 70% his lowest career average on, you know, for the season on his field goal percentage made.
Coach says they are going to ride Ku until the wheels fall off. And I thought that was a definitive statement to say, not only do I believe in our kicker, but he ain't going nowhere. And we're not bringing anybody in. And regardless of what you think, me, this is what we're doing. And I'm fine with that. That's cool. But we can't have it again.
No, I mean, but it's the thing. I mean, it's the worst thing possible to have when you have a team which is trying to find its way in the world, because you got to go get more bums that have already gone through what Ku's gone through.
Yeah.
And that's why they got cut, and that's why they're out there, who are then going to maybe make a few kicks and then get back to being what they were before they got cut from the other team. You guys have seen it. We've seen it around the league. Ah, kickers. No wonder. No wonder. You know what? 49ers, man, they're the right idea. Go out there, Debo Samuel. Go rough him up. Knock some sense into him. They'll straighten you out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.